Praise God. Does anybody need a rescue? Well, the Holy Spirit sent me here to stir up your faith. The problem is not can the Lord do it. The problem is are we still believing? Gloria said, all right, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if he went to the cross and rescued you from going to hell, if he did the biggest things, why won't he do the small things? Why won't he do everything? I got a feeling I'm going to walk into this thing. I'm prophesizing. Well, I'm not prophesying. I'm giving myself a prophetic warning. Me personally, I like the word deliverance better, but a lot of people, when they hear deliverance, they think we're just casting out demons. But it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. Another word for rescue is deliver, salvation, rescue, deliver, redeem. It's all set free. It's all Christ Jesus is still the chain breaker. Satan cannot mess with Jesus. He messes with us, but he cannot mess with Jesus. And the Lord will allow things to help us to grow. But there's some things in our life that the Lord's not allowing, but we're allowing, and we're not resisting Satan. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for this word. Father, I know you want to stir up our faith to believe, and you gave a lot of hard examples in the Bible. Like I said already, it's not hard for you in our own eyes. Like Jesus healed the leper. The leper is incurable. If he could do that, why can't he help me with my sickness? He can. And so, Father God, I just pray, Lord, this is delivered in love, delivered in life, Father God. Only you can increase our faith. So we're asking for more faith as we hear this word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we'll start with Luke 13, 11 to 16. Do you want to read or no? Luke 13, 11 to 16. She's going to be my, I don't like reading and preaching at the same time. That's not it. You got to keep going. It's 16. That's it. Praise God. This is not a Sabbath teaching. A lot of people get all into that and they forget that this lady's been oppressed by Satan. 18 years she was oppressed. You think your story's long? Imagine being oppressed for 18. You talk about losing hope and faith. And I don't even want, sometimes you come to a point like, I don't even want to trust God no more. I'm sick of doing it. I'm sick of trusting and being disappointed. But the Lord sent me here to stir up your faith. Christ straightened her out. I like to say it like that. He's going to straighten you out. He's going to straighten you out. Whatever you're praying for, seek him on your own what his will is for your life. But I come to tell you, he's going to straighten you out. Whether it be your money's going to get tangled up. I don't even have to teach. I could sit there and give 100 testimonies of what the Lord done for me. How King Saul tortured David for a long time. That was David's oppression. This lady is being oppressed. Saint, just like God uses people, Satan uses people. So God allowed Saul to oppress David so David can grow. But once David outgrew it, Saul left. Saul was gone. And you don't have to worry about Saul. You don't have to worry about Judas either. You know why? Because they killed themselves. You don't have to do anything. They killed themselves. You don't got to worry about your enemies. They will kill themselves. So she was oppressed for 18 years. Even before Christ healed her, he called her over. He said, you are free from your disability, even before he laid hands on her. So what are you speaking over your health? What are you speaking over your marriage? What are you speaking over your mind? I'm always going to be broke. I'm always going to be in this problem. I'm a loser. I'm a loser. I'm a loser. That's what Satan wants, because he wants to build strongholds in our mind. But the word of God says, I'm more than a conqueror. But we speak negativity. The Bible says there's life, the power of life and death in the tongue. So if you're speaking death over your money all the time, even people who love to cry broke, they got $1 trillion under their mattress, but they're crying. You're speaking death. You're never going to enjoy it. You're never going to enjoy your wife. You're never going to enjoy your husband. You're never going to enjoy your money, whatever you're speaking death over. And to be quick, real quick, I'll try to be quick, because our dog got sick last week, or this was it this week or last week? This week? This is how our mind goes. Our last dog got sick and died. So as soon as he got sick, I'm thinking, the Lord's taking it. We just had this dog, not even a year. He's going to take. But this is where our mind goes when we go through something. We're going to think it's going to be as bad as it was last time. So we get fear and anxious and worry. We start acting stupid and we overreact, because the enemy wants us in the flesh so he can torture us. So Christ, the dog's good now, thank God. I forgot to say that. I always forget to finish stories for some reason. The dog's good. The dog's blessed. Pray. He's still getting on my nerves. He still barks. Anybody want a Yorkie? I want to bless you today. Don't ever buy a Yorkie, please. Do yourself a favor. Shih Tzus are great. Don't buy a Yorkie. But where's the oppression in your life? You have to recognize it. You have to recognize where you're being oppressed at. And you have to come against it. The Bible says to resist Satan. I'll give a quick testimony about oppression. And if you're always having car trouble, I guarantee you're suffering oppression. I was working at the dump. Forgive me for lack of detail, but I'm trying not to have all my testimonies written down. I want the Lord to lead me to do it. So we're working. We're going to the dump. We got to go here. So probably we got to do a billion things. You're roofing. We get to the dump. In the middle of the dump, the truck dies. But it's not my truck. It's the boss's truck. But it would have ruined a day. It would have ruined a plan. It would have ruined a schedule. Everything we got to do. I'm just want to encourage you that as soon as I came against the spirit of oppression, the Holy Spirit showed me. Because there's a gift in the Bible, discerning spirits. We got to use it, discerning spirits. Some of us really have that gift. Some of us use it sometimes. Some of us use it all the time. As soon as I came against the spirit of oppression, the truck started just like that. Just like that. And I guarantee, if you're always taking your car to the shop, that's the enemy draining your money. Come against that spirit of oppression. So oppression, the cruel, unjust, or burdensome exercise or power or authority. In the Greek, it means worn down, harassed, or controlled. In other words, you're being controlled by another force. Christ Jesus died on the cross. He put Satan under our feet. He stripped Satan at the cross. We have all power, all authority over him. Now come against him. Don't let him control you. Be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Our mind controlled by the Holy Spirit is peace and life. Did you have peace and life in your mind this week? You're allowing the enemy to control you. And when I preach, so we know what the enemy does. He don't flood my mind with evil thoughts. Well, sometimes he tries. He floods my mind with good thoughts, because I got to get the word and bring it to you guys. So now I got all these great thoughts in my mind. All right, Lord, what am I supposed to preach on? And I'll tell you how he answered that prayer, a testimony coming soon to a theater near you. Don't just sit there like a dope allowing the bully to steal your money all the time. Fight back. Fight back. You ready, Sister Joey? 1 Peter 5, 8-10.
No. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world.
Okay. Resist, oppose, and withstand all mean the same thing. It means to fight. Now, a lot of people like to talk about spiritual warfare. They like to act like they're Macho Man Randy Savage. But they never resist Satan. You have to resist. You could go to 1,000 Bible studies a week. You could go on YouTube, listen to 1,000 studies, do all these great teachings. But are you using your sword of the Spirit, the Word of God? Now, there's a song I love, Dusty Bibles by Josiah Queen. Now, I would love for him to come out with a song called Dusty Swords, because a lot of believers are not using their sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Use your sword. That's what it's for. Put that snake in his place. The Bible says he's under your feet. He has no power. He has no authority over you. But of course he's going to roar. He wants you in fear. Roar your bank account. He wants to confuse you. He loves to attack me with confusion because you're not in his spirit confused. You're not in his spirit. You lose your peace. So he will flood your mind with anxiety, with problems, what should happen, what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. But you got to hold your thoughts captive. You got to put on the helmet of your salvation. Don't be one of those Christians, you get all, like I got my spiritual warfare on, but you're not using it like a Halloween. Use it. You have to put it on. We're all suffering. It says the brothers are all suffering. We're all suffering. Some of us talk about it more than others. I choose not to talk about it that much, but I have to talk about it to bring it to the light sometimes. But I'm one of those people. I was a shady drug dealer. I'm great at not letting my left hand know what my right hand's on. I perfected that, but it's hard for me to talk about stuff. But we have to bring it to the light. You know what? I'm suffering. You're suffering. You're suffering. We're all suffering in different ways. And if you're not, the red flags go up. Who are you serving if you're not suffering? Who are you? I highly doubt you're serving the Lord if you're not suffering. I highly doubt it. All right. Pity parties. Some of us. It's always me. It's always my car breaking down. It's always me. It's always me. It's always my bills are stacked high. It's always my health. My health is always, it's always my knee, my back. That doesn't work. You can do it all you want. And the Lord loves you. He's there. But A, you're going to grieve the Holy Spirit, which means you're never going to get healed. And B, at the end, the Lord's going to be like, are you done yet, you little baby? Are you done yet? Are you done your emotional rants? That doesn't move the hand of God. You know what moves the hand of God? The Word of God. My knee is healed. In the name, I can sit there and focus. Me and Don were working together, Donna's husband, Friday first. And I'm working, not even long. My back goes out. I'm like, Lord, I'm trying to help and be a blessing, and my body goes out like that? Are you kidding me? How old am I? What am I, 85 years old? Don't even know it yet? And the Lord's like, Mark, you're being attacked. So I said, by Jesus' wounds, I'm healed. Heal me, Lord, so that I may be healed. Save me, Lord. Deliver to me, Lord, so that I may be saved. And it went away. I wasn't all the way healed, but I was enough healed where I could move around. But then today I feel great. Yesterday I feel great. Don't take it personal. It's always me. I'm always the one. Why does it always have to be me? Why? That doesn't do anything. The Bible says, don't give Satan an inch. You throw pity parties, you're giving him the whole rule. You're making him your ruler, matter of fact. He will restore you. He will restore you. I didn't give Jason this one, but Job 42:10. God restored Job. He restored everything. He gave everything back double fold. He got double for his trouble. But we will go to Psalms 23:3. Wait, I don't know if I gave Jason that one. See, did I give Jason Psalm 23:3? That's all right. He did.
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
God is a restorer. That's what he does. Your soul realm, which you may not know, you have your spirit, your soul, your flesh. Your soul is your mind, your emotions, and your will. Your mind, I don't care how spiritual you are. Like I just said, my mind gets out there. The enemy attacks my mind more than anything.
You're going to lose this once in a while.
Are you praying, Lord, restore my mind? The Bible says a mind control, I said already, by the Holy Spirit is peace and life. He also says, be clear-minded and have self-control so you can pray. So if the enemy can see that, be clear-minded and self-control, what's he going to attack? Your mind, so you can't pray. The only way to touch heaven is in the Spirit. The only way to touch the Lord's heart is in the Spirit. Worship him in spirit and in truth. So he wants to flood your mind. While think about your wife. Think about your ignorant kids, your rude kids, what your kids should be doing. This kid should be doing that. He wants you to load your mind down with problems. 20 years ago, you didn't do this for this kid. 40 years ago, you didn't do that. It's all nonsense. Restore my mind, Lord. Restore our emotions. We get hurt. We go through trauma. We go through pain. Our emotions get connected to money. I don't care how many times you got delivered. They get connected to money again. They get connected to our family. If you're putting your family above Christ, your emotions are out of order. It should be Christ and your family. Your emotions get connected to people, places, and things. Lord, restore my emotions. The Bible says, Christ said, you can't put your father, your mother, your brother above me. You can't do it. And we go and we fall back into that. But he will restore you. He has to. That's his word. He is not a man that he should lie. He cannot lie. He's going to restore your money. He's going to restore whatever you lost. Don't be afraid to spend. The last thing you should ever do as a Christian is be scared to spend. Keep spending. If you're spending righteously and you're doing the right thing with it, keep spending. Ephesians 6, 10 to 16. No, just go 6, 13. I can't remember what I told Jason. Yeah, this is how he confirmed the word. Because I had a few in my mind that I was going to do. And I'm like, Lord, you got to show me what to do. And I started the rescue mission already, which I didn't know I was going to name it. If it was up to me, I would have named the Captain of Salvation. Because I'm a deliverance salvation guy. But this scripture was the scripture, if whoever reads the word every day, was the Bible app scripture that day this week. I'm like, thank you, Lord. I'm on point. Praise God. See, Joey, I'm on point once in a while.
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm.
Stand. Withstand. Stand to stand in your ground. I'm blessed. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm a born again. I'm Christian. Stand your ground that Christ gave you on. He might have delivered you from alcohol, right? He delivered me. That's one of the rescue missions. That was a if you could ask all my old friends, will Mark ever stop drinking? They would say no. So, say this is alcohol. He delivered me. He delivered me. But that does not mean you're not going to go back. That doesn't mean you're not going to get tempted. That doesn't mean, oh, I'll just go to the bar with my friends and I'm just going to watch them. Yeah, right. You keep lying to yourself. I'm just going to let her tickle my feet. I'm just going to let her run my back. Yeah, keep lying to yourself. I got quiet. I'm sorry. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. If the Lord delivered you from drugs, you're going to be tempted again. I remember I got out of jail, 08. Here goes the Lord messing with me again. He loves messing with me for some reason. Puts me right next to a bar. And it was hard for me to get a job. Like, nobody was dying to hire a guy just getting out of jail for 4 years. It was hard to get a job. And one job the Lord put me, it was right next to a bar. I'm like, Lord, are you kidding me? Why would you do that? Why would you put me right next to a bar? Now, Mark, man, this is life, man. You're going to have to learn how to fight off temptation. I wouldn't put you there if you couldn't handle it, but it's going to come. You got to fight against it. The enemy's going to come, but I can either fight in my strength or the Lord's strength. You know you're fighting in your strength. Say you go to bed at 10 o'clock, but you're beat by like 5 p.m. You're wiped out. Like, what'd you do with your strength? Did you run your mouth? When you run your mouth all day, you're using your strength. When you think nonsense all day, you're using your strength. I stopped putting people, and I was one of the people I had to put everybody in their place. I said, I'm not doing that no more. That's running me to the ground. I'm not going to let everybody have a piece of my mind. I need my mind for me. I'm not doing that. Get out of here. I got to choose my battle. I got to pick my battles. The enemy is a liar. Satan was defeated at the cross. Yeah, we already read. He's out there like a roaring lion. He's like a robber. He has no rights. He has no power. He has no authority. Our breastplate is righteousness, right? If you have a hard time forgiving, who has a hard time forgiving people? What's a breastplate of righteousness do? It protects your heart. Lord, I got to forgive quick because I don't like being bitter. Is anybody bitter? I hate being bitter. It's like poison. You start saying mean things. You start saying hateful things. You're short with everybody. Somebody goes to talk. You don't pay attention. You're very short. Know when you're bitter. Know, like, you stop having compassion for people. You know? My brother died of drugs. Why should I have compassion for you? Like, I had to go to jail. Like, God, praise you. You go to jail. You learn the hard way. You know, I had to work my way through. Not that I went to college. You hear people like that, all self-righteous. I would work my way to college, and I paid my bills, and I didn't need a GoFundMe, and I'm, like, the greatest person. Yeah, okay. That don't work. Humility works. So fight for your maintenance. Whatever the Lord has took you from in the past, drugs, alcohol, lying. Anybody? I was obsessive. I lied so much. I love lying to myself. I was an obsessive liar. So I make sure to speak. Even if I say something, it might sound, I got to clear that up. Daniel 6:23. I don't know if I gave Jason the whole one. Joe, can you read 16 to 23? Not that. Daniel 6:16 to 23. You think your case is bad? Daniel was jacked up. And he seek God with everything he has. Don't be one of those people, well, you're suffering because you're drinking. You're suffering because you're gambling. You're suffering because you're an idiot. You're suffering because of this. We suffer. When you're a Christian, you're going to suffer. Yeah, sometimes we do stupid things, and I have to confess it. There's times I blew money. It was funny. Elwood, me and Elwood were talking before. And he was saying something. I remember I spent money nighttime. I totally forgot about, like, the shop at night. And you forget about it. I blew money like $300 shot. And I forgot to accumulate in my mind with the bills and all. I was like, I had to go before the Lord. Lord, I just blew all this money shopping. And I needed it for something else. The Lord is so gracious and merciful. Not long after that, somebody came and gave me the exact money I needed, $300. I humbled myself before the Lord, told him I'm an idiot, told him I wasn't a spender. I really didn't need the stuff. And he came and he blessed me.
Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you." And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then, at break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O king, I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God.
Amen. Now, the king wanted to help Daniel, and he couldn't. The king is the mightiest person in the land. So sometimes God puts you in a position where nobody can help you. Nobody in this world can help you. So do not get mad when people don't help you. Because A, God wants to put you on display to show the whole world how powerful and mighty he is. And he wants to give you a testimony. He wants your faith to grow. And we sit back, why didn't he help me? Why didn't he help me? Why aren't they helping me? Don't think like that. The Lord knows how to harden people's hearts. So by Daniel going through this, everybody around them got to see how blessed Daniel was, how Daniel lifted up his God. Now, I'm going to read Daniel 6:27 because King Darius was really touched. He even wrote a song. Daniel 6:26. They don't got it. I mean, if they do, I forgot I gave it to them. Daniel 6:27. He got it, yeah? Oh, look at that. This is Darius singing this. He wrote this song. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lion. This ain't even Daniel saying it. So sometimes God allows you to go through holy hell. Pause real quick. Learn the lessons the Lord is teaching you while you're in the lion's den. Learn the lessons that did you lose compassion? Are you sympathetic? Are you gentle? Did you lose your fruit? And you get so concerned about the house, the car, the bills, the job, that you forgot self-control, goodness, kindness, mercy. Unpause. So this guy was touched. And it said Daniel prospered, like Job. God gave him double for his trouble. But Daniel was already prospered inwardly, but God blessed him outwardly. Like I just said, focus on the inward growth more than the outward blessing. Focus on the inward growth more. Psalm 34:4. If you don't know this scripture, we got to have a talk. I sought the Lord and he heard. I wish Mercy was here. Mercy sings it better than me. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from some of my fears. You know, God does sometimes. You know, Christians are sometimes. But God is all the time God. He's all powerful, all knowing, almighty. All your fears. Hey, am I seeking God? Yeah, I go to church, but on my downtime, I do everything but God. God wants to answer your prayers. He wants to rescue you. Remember that one parable? Oh, not the parable. Jesus seen the guy in the pool. And the guy was in there for a long time. Jesus actually said to him, do you want to be healed? In other words, what are you doing for your healing? You're sitting there doing nothing. You're sitting there scrolling on your phone. You're sitting there watching dead movies. You're sitting there doing nothing. Are you seeking God? Are you praying? Are you declaring the Lord will provide for all of my needs according to his riches and glory? So we went down a shore a few weeks ago, and boy, that was a test amongst tests. It's funny how the Lord will use a time where you're supposed to be having a great time as a test. So one of the tests was the weather. It was supposed to rain the whole time. I'm not a weather person. I used to roof, and I fell into that trap before every day looking at the weather. I'm going to get 3 days, so you're not too happy. You're going to get a full week, you're happy. But it changes, so you're happy 1 second, you're miserable the next. People, I'm not going to say who, but she has red hair, reporting me all the time, it's going to rain. I'm like, what do you want? Start declare. Yeah, Joshua, stop the sun. Start trusting God. And she was trusting God. She was taking God on his word. She was asking the Lord, God, we already bought the tickets for the water park. We already bought the tickets for outside. And if it rained the whole time, that would have been a bad test. You got good testimonies, you got bad testimonies. That would have been not too fun. And it wasn't that bad. The weather was not that bad. We still did what we had to do. It rained the last day, but it didn't really affect our trip. But in the water park, if he's ever went to the water, it's like ice cold in a water park for some reason. That was the only downfall for me, but it was a good time. Trust God. He could change the weather. He could change your health. He could change your mind. He could do anything. 2 Timothy 4:16, 18. But before Joey reads it, I'm going to give the word of knowledge the Lord gave me. This is for somebody. A word of knowledge is I know your situation. A word of wisdom means that this is the answer to your situation. I don't want to forget doing it because the Lord gave it to me. Some of us been praying. You don't got to raise your hands, but praying, been praying, been praying, been praying, and your prayers are hitting like bronze ceilings. And you don't know what to do. You did everything. You did everything you know to do. And this is the word from the Lord. We're 18, 19. 18:09. He also told this parable of some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Contempt means disrespect. Two men went up into the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like these other deadbeats, extorters, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I, twice a week, I give tithes to all that I get. But the tax collector, standing off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to the house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. So in other words, you're coming to God. God, I did this. I did that. I helped this person. I gave the church money for this. God, I did this. God, I did that. And the Lord's not hearing you. Go home in your prayer closet and say, Lord, have mercy on me. And I guarantee your whole situation is going to turn around. Get ready, Joe.
At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. So he will continually rescue you. He will continually to help you. He will continue to deliver you. Do you believe? He said, the Bible said, Paul was by himself. Did he throw a pity party? Did Daniel throw a pity party? It's only me. I'm the only one. Why did everybody else have to live in the promised land? I'm always in the desert. Don't think like that. The Lord allows people to leave you. The Lord allows things to happen to show his glory in your life. Your bills will get paid. The Lord will take care of you. The Lord is your healer. The Lord is your strength. Anybody know the Lord's your strength? We have good talks, me and the Lord. He wants to deliver you from anxiety, but this is the thing. He sets us free, but then as soon as a thought comes, we entertain it real quick. Boom! Right? We entertain it. Boom! Entertain. Instead of meditating on, be anxious for nothing, be anxious for nothing, we meditate on our problem, what's going to go wrong. I'm saying anxiety, but it could be anything, your health, your wealth, your relationships. Rescuing is what the Lord does. That's who he is. It's part of his character. He has to have mercy on you. It's an attribute of God. He has to. You are in a covenant with God. Is God a weekend dad? No. God's a full-time God. Is God a deadbeat businessman? Sometimes he honors it and sometimes he doesn't? No. God is faithful. God is true. But like I said, if you fell into some things you shouldn't have, confess it, repent, and be blessed. But if not, learn the lessons. Lord, why am I in this furnace? What is coming off? Jealousy? I said it last time I was talking. The Lord's really dealing with somebody's jealousy. And it's eating you away. And it makes you overreact, and it makes you blow fuses, and the Lord wants to show. He can deliver us all from everything, but he has to show us it so I can confess it and be delivered, because he does not deliver us from our friends, meaning I like it, I like it, I like it. But he delivers you from your enemy so you don't go towards it. He's the chain breaker. He's the captain of your salvation. He wants to save the day. Be encouraged. The Lord's coming. Psalm 3:7.
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked.
Now, if anybody's around me, I pray, Lord, break the teeth of the wicked a lot. The teeth means the power. What's the power Satan has on you? My money was, I could give so many testimonies how Satan taxed my money and tangled up taxes. They didn't get my taxes, which messed up me fixing stuff around the house. It messed up our trip we usually go on. It was so tied up. There was a time when I had a house on Clarion Street, and I was renting it out. I did everything legit. I had my renter's license, but for some reason, the goofy government mailed my renewal to the wrong house. So the lady decided to stop paying the rent to become a squatter. Let me say the story right. So she was a squatter. I tried to put her out, but since they didn't send me to renewal, I couldn't put her out. I didn't have the power or the authority because I didn't renew my renter's license. And to get the renter's license, I had to pay my taxes. I was out of work for 5 years, so now everything was tied up. I couldn't put her out because I couldn't pay my house taxes. I owed 2 years. I didn't know what to do. And I needed that money. I wasn't working, so everything was all tangled up. But the Bible says the Lord breaks the teeth of the wicked. He breaks the cords of the wicked, and you have to declare that. And the Lord came. He got me out of that jam, praise God. He got me out of the jam with the IRS that my wife called. How many times you called him? About 100? They torture. They're quick to take their money, but they're not quick to release it. I'll tell you that. They're like gangsters. But the Lord will rescue you from sin. He will rescue you from your sin. You're not too aware if you don't realize. If you don't, Lord, deliver me from me. If you don't see that right now, if you don't see that you're the biggest problem you're ever going to face in this whole wide world, you need to say, Lord, deliver, rescue Mark from Mark, because Mark will mess everything up. Not intentionally, but we do stupid stuff. But sometimes it is. We put a spirit of, when you sabotage relationships, you sabotage jobs, you sabotage everything around you because you don't feel good enough. Delivered from oppression, fear, lust, drug addiction, anxiety, Satan's system, the world. Jesus said, don't love the world. The only thing in the world is the love of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's all that's in the world. But here comes Satan. He wants you to think about your clothes too much. He wants you to think about money too much. He wants you to think about what's going on in the world so much. He wants you to be so caught up with the world, but the Lord will rescue you. But you got to realize that I'm giving this stuff way too much attention. The teeth represent the power. So if an alligator, which Leviathan, if anybody studies spiritual warfare, Leviathan's really up there. He could go as an alligator, a flying serpent. So if an alligator has his teeth in you, he pretty much has you, right? So the Holy Spirit has to come and break the teeth of the wicked, break the power, that obsession. Does anybody know they get obsessed with stuff? I have an obsessive mind. I know it's hard. Like when I start thinking about something, if I want something done, the old me anyway, it has to get done right now. It has to get done right now. If it's not done right now, I won't have no peace. That's really the old me, but it could slip in easily. Last but not least, Luke 5:18-26.
And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and led him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, Why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home. And immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home, glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, we have seen extraordinary things today.
So on this point, I'm going to focus more on the people helping the guy. Because we get so caught up with my problem, what's going wrong with my life, my health, my money, me, and we don't serve the way we should. We don't help people the way we should. Why should I help you when I have problems? How can I give you a ride and I got to go out? Comes a time when you got to forget about yourself. Take yourself out the equation. Be like the people who brought this person to the feet of Jesus. Somebody needs a ride? Give them a ride. Somebody needs help? Give them help. Somebody needs their bills paid? Help them pay their bills. Somebody needs encouragement? Encourage them. The more you focus on yourself, you will make life hard and heavy. But when you focus on Christ, it's light and easy. While you're waiting on the Lord to help you, help other people. It's so much easier, I'm telling you. Your life is so much easier when you're focused on other people's needs than your own need. And I'm going to give a quick testimony. And again, everybody was praising God. Everybody seen what happened. So the Lord uses us, puts us on display to show people around us that he's a mighty, awesome, powerful God. Quick testimony, that'll be it. I really didn't want to go this long. Where's Bob at? Bob told me it'd be done by 12. I don't say them. But my daughter, Mercy, when she was born in the laboring room, they said she had a heart problem or something, which she didn't. There was nothing wrong with her. So they said she had to stay, which I still to this day have no idea why. She stayed, and she kept staying and staying and staying. She was there like 30 days. The hospital kept her. And me and my wife were really annoyed because that wasn't giving us really a clear-cut answer. I knew Satan was involved. But we pray no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No evil plan will succeed. These doctors were such dopes. Now, God, the Lord can use doctors, but sometimes doctors are a curse. Sometimes Satan uses doctors too. Just like Satan uses people, Satan uses doctors. And he uses doctors to lie and fear you up too, by the way. But when the Lord uses them, we still pray for the medicine. We pray for whatever they do. We don't just blindly take stuff. So Mercy was in a hospital for 30 days for no reason. This is how I know they were dope. She was lactose intolerant then. They didn't even figure that out. We get home, we have her for a few days, we figure out she's lactose intolerant. Well, what are you doing with her for 30 days? You don't even know what's going on? So if my memory is right, it was 30 days, but it was around that area, a month. But we prayed, then we got her home. So Satan will try to oppress your family, drug use. He'll try to oppress your mind. He will try to oppress whatever he can. Just because God doesn't come right now doesn't mean he's not coming. So he wants to have faith. He wants us to have faith. To believe that he's on a rescue mission. He's coming, I'm telling you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this word. Father, I think I said enough. So I'm just going to thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that you're the rock of our salvation, which means deliverance, which means rescued. We're not getting rescued, Lord, because I'm some great Christian. We're getting rescued because you're faithful and you're true. We're getting rescued, Lord, because you're going to give us a testimony, because we learned every lesson we need to learn, Father God. And I prophesize over us, Lord God, that you're on the way, that help is on the way, the chain breaker is on the way, the great physician's on the way. He's coming to straighten us out. The Lord is straightening out our health. The Lord is straightening out our money. The Lord is straightening out our mind. The Lord is straightening out our family. The Lord is straightening out our emotions. The Lord is coming, and he's going to straighten us out in the name of Jesus.